Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the show, the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination on 101.9 Chai FM. Just a reminder that the shows are podcast. So if you've missed part of the show, if you want to catch up on a show that you've missed in the past, just go along to the Chai FM website. Just look at podcasts, look for Thursday Life Links, and those shows will be there. It has been quite an emotional show. We really are remembering Charisse Atti, 9-year-old Charisse Atti, a beautiful cancer warrior and angel who passed earlier this month, really just a week before the Argus. And we've been hearing some stories about Delon Ryan, who is the CEO of MDS Co-Livery, and how they rode for Charisse. The story behind. So, yeah, it's been really emotional. William Abrams, who's the MDS operations manager at the Cape Town branch, was the one who hand-delivered the bear to Charisse. And it was just an extraordinary thing. I think it happened last June 2023, and William has joined us. And really, just a beautiful memory. William, welcome. Thank you for your patience, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for having me here. It's an honor.
Wow. Yes. Tell us about that, William. How did it all come about?
Yes, Nikki. On that morning, when Mr. Ryan gave me a call saying that there's a delivery for a little girl, and he gave the whole story. And when I read the story, the first thing that hit to my mind was, we need to do something special. Because we can't just send the driver out and deliver it, because this is not just any delivery. This needs to be a special delivery. And I said to my team, and the first thing my team said, let's have a whole fleet drive till there. And I said, that's the most brilliant idea. And we gathered around and got the bear. We got everything. And we said, let's do this. Let's shift around what we need to shift around. But we cannot think about deliveries and stuff now. We need to make this day special for this little girl. And that's what we did. We got into the vehicles and we went to our house.
And William, what, I mean, we've heard that she just had the most wonderful surprise. Tell us how did Charisse respond when you all arrived and you handed her this teddy bear?
Yes, we knocked on the door. I think her aunt came out and we said, we have a delivery. Can you call Charisse if it's possible? She said yes, and Charisse came out. She saw all the vehicles standing there, me standing there with the bear. And she just had that wonderful smile on her face, a smile that I still get it if I close my eyes, and I can just think of her and it still pops up like it was yesterday. She had that smile that brightened up every moment of that day. That was just the most special time that all of our guys had. And it's grown men had tears in their eyes for this little girl that has a smile. She was overwhelmed. And I told her that day, if anything she needs, she must just call us any time of the day, any time of the night. She must let us know. We will do it. We'll make it happen for her. And we just got that bond for her. One thing I told her, she's our little girl.
Oh, yeah.
And
so, you know, as we've said, such an emotional show to hear that she had passed earlier this month. And, you know, your team that went along and that you all did it and you gave her the teddy, it must have been very sad news for all of you.
Yes, when Mr. Delon sent me that message saying Charisse passed away, it was a shock. It left me in a moment of silence. I was just thinking, hey, the other day she was still here, and now she's gone. And a young life like that, it had so much ahead of her. And I told the guys, I broadcast it on our driver's group, they were all just in a shock, especially the ones that was there that day. And we still, up until now, cannot believe that she's not there anymore. But we know where she is. She's in the hands of God, and she's on the safest place where she can be today. And that's what brings the peace of mind, that she's an angel among other angels today.
Well, William, I think we could say the same. You know, you and your team are angels for doing what you did and putting such a big smile on her face, on this beautiful young face. So thanks, William. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for coming onto the show. And yeah, it was just lovely having you, and thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for us sharing the story. There's so many angels out there that our company will take under our wings. Yes, like Mr. Delon said, we're not one of the great, great big ones, but we are a company that is focused on making a change, not only in delivering parcels and delivering a service, but making a change in little ones' lives. Warriors out there, little angels fighting every day as we speak now. And we are willing to make that change, give them that peace of mind to live their lives up until the last minute. And the strength that God gives us all to can give back unto those little angels out there.
Thank you, William. God bless. Take care. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Nikki.
Bye-bye. William Abrams, MDS Operations Manager, the Cape Town branch. MDS Co-Livery. You know, with everything going on in the world, with everything that's happening, sometimes you lose hope. Sometimes you think, oh, why, what? And then you have interactions with people, and these people who just are full of kindness and love. And it goes all the way back to what Akiva was saying with the Jerusalem Marathon. What does he do? Being in Jerusalem, being in Israel during this time, being the best version of ourselves. How can you today impact another person? Is it just through a smile? Is it by listening? Is it by asking the right questions, extending your hand? Yeah, just giving someone your time. Listen to Delon from MDS Co-Livery, and of course, William, you know, and the impact that they had on Cherise Atti. And of course, that's what the DL Link does. And what Tammy said, which was just extraordinary, the DL Link are not just showing people that there's life after cancer, but that there is life during cancer. You know, how can you be that best part of yourself and be that for other people? Wow. So we've got a couple of voice clips for you. DL Link warriors. And this is once again what they have to say about the DL Link.
We are so privileged and blessed to have been able to become part of the DL Link family. They were with us through both our illnesses, my husband and mine. They are still always in contact with us and are always caring and supportive. I cannot thank everyone at DL Link enough for all that you have done and are still doing for us. Bless you all.
Hi, this is Anne Hack. I just want to tell you what a wonderful organization DL Link is. They have gone beyond helping people who have needs. They are always there to help you and assist you whenever you need them. I am so blessed to have DL Link in my life since I was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. They do so much for you, and they help you, and they give you the support that you need. I bless them all, and may they just go from strength to strength. Take care, all.
IFM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And there we have it. There we have it. So I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for staying with us. We, of course, will be back same time next week. If you've missed any of the show, if you'd like to catch up on any past shows, just go to the Chai FM website. For me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, take care and goodbye.